Canine Herbalist shares natural treatments for common ailments in dogs. For people who want to get started treating their dogs with herbs, a Western holistic herbalist who specializes in dogs has shared her treatments for some common ailments. Rita Hogan, known as the Canine Herbalist, has helped hundreds of dogs of all types over the past 20 years. She also teaches classes promoting holistic canine herbalism, noting that when people see how well things work out with their dogs, they want herbal wisdom for themselves. Herbs can offer a gentle, natural, and effective way to support pets' health. Whether they're dealing with a specific issue or you're looking to keep them healthy long-term, she told the Epoch Times. Herbs can help restore balance to the body and relieve common conditions like anxiety, arthritis, gut upset, or recovery from antibiotic use. She said her work brings her joy, and her aim is to help dogs live their best lives, in which they are thriving and not just living. She added that cats can use herbs too. Her website, canineherbalist.com, says small steps make a big difference and people don't have to overhaul everything overnight. It notes that little changes add up and can transform a dog's health. Hogan shared 5 categories of common ailments and herbs she said can help. Diarrhea, vomiting, upset stomach. Marshmallow root, this is a go-to herb for soothing the digestive tract. It coats and protects the stomach lining, helping with inflammation, diarrhea, urinary tract infection, and acid reflux. Ginger, a small amount of fresh or powdered ginger can ease nausea, gas, and motion sickness. Chamomile, this herb reduces nervousness and soothes irritated stomachs. Joint pain. For aging dogs or those with arthritis, herbs can reduce inflammation and improve mobility. Turmeric, with natural anti-inflammatory properties thanks to its active compound, curcumin, turmeric is great for reducing pain and swelling in the joints. Pair it with a bit of fat to improve absorption. Rose hips powder, this is another good anti-inflammatory ingredient for helping with arthritis and inflammation. Skin and allergies. Calendula, soothing and healing. Calendula can be used as a topical wash or salve to calm itchy or inflamed skin. It can also be used internally to help soothe the inner skin of the gut. Nettle, this herb works as a natural antihistamine to relieve allergy-related itching and inflammation. It can be given as a tea or a dried herb, tincture, or glycerite. Stress and anxiety. Lemon balm, this herb soothes the nervous system, helping dogs relax without sedation. Skullcap, this plant helps calm the nervous system, restlessness, and anxiety. Immune support. Echinacea, this supports immune function and helps the body fight infections. Astragalus, this plant provides long-term immune support, especially for senior dogs or those prone to illness. Diet. She noted that diet and herbs go hand in hand, and diet is the foundation of a pet's overall health. She said herbs can support healing and balance. If the diet is poor, it's like putting a bandage on a wound without addressing the cause. A healthy, species-appropriate diet provides the nutrients and building blocks that allow herbs to work more effectively, she said. However, you can use herbs to help your dog or cat, with herbs to help process a more processed diet, herbs like milk thistle or burdock root, she said. She said that in many cases, herbs can be safely used alongside conventional medicine, and they often complement each other. Herbs can enhance the body's natural healing process, support organ function, and even help reduce the side effects of some medications, she said. For example, she said, if a dog is on long-term pain medication for arthritis, adding an herb like milk thistle can help protect the liver, which may be strained from processing those medications. However, people need to consult a veterinarian familiar with herbal medicine before combining the two, because herbs are powerful and some can interact with medications, she said. How to give herbs to dogs. There are a few ways Hogan said you can use to give your dog herbs. Hide herbs in food or mix powdered or tinctured herbs into strong-smelling foods your dog already loves, such as canned pumpkin, almond butter, bone broth, yogurt, and raw milk. Use herb-infused broth by steeping herbs in hot water and then mixing the cooled liquid with bone broth or chicken broth. Sprinkle finely powdered herbs directly onto the dog's food. Dilute tinctures with water and syringe into the dog's mouth. For extremely picky dogs, you can put powdered herbs into empty capsules and wrap the capsule in a small piece of cheese or meat, she said. Herbal energetics. Hogan said herbal energetics are a way of describing how herbs affect the body, specifically their temperature and effect. She said warm herbs heat the body, improve circulation, and are great for conditions where things feel cold, slow, or stiff. Whereas cool herbs cool the body, reduce heat and inflammation, and help calm conditions that are hot, irritated, or overactive. Dogs, just like people, have their own natural energetics. Some dogs tend to run warm, while others run cool. Matching or balancing their energetics with the right herbs can help keep them healthy, she said. She noted that warm dogs are often those that seem hot and restless. She added that they might pant a lot, seek cool places, have red or irritated skin, or always seem to overheat. She recommends cooling herbs to help balance their heat, noting that herbs such as chamomile, peppermint, nettle, and plantain can help calm inflammation, soothe irritated skin, and cool the body down naturally. She said cool dogs tend to run cold and sluggish, and they may shiver easily, seek out warm spots, seem stiff when moving, or have slow digestion. For these dogs, she said warming herbs like ginger, turmeric, cinnamon, and rosemary can help bring energy, warmth, and circulation. She added that these herbs improve blood flow, ease stiff joints, and warm the body internally. Backstory: every dog is unique, just like people, Hogan said. This motto inspired the name of her podcast, Dogs Are Individuals. She said each dog has its own personality, preferences, and health needs. What works for one dog might not work for another, and that's an important mindset to have when approaching their care, especially when using herbs, she said. Hogan said she learned about the power of plants from her father, a prolific gardener whose knowledge of plants kept their animals healthy. This inspired her to learn herbalism in her late 20s. At age 32, she opened a holistic kennel-free boarding facility on 36 acres in the Cumberland Mountains. Shortly after that, she began to notice a connection between behavior, diet, vaccination, and glandular imbalances. Through her work with her clients' dogs and rescue dogs, she gained experience helping with difficult cases of disease and behavior problems. Now she has a clinical practice in Olympia, Washington, where she helps clients from all over the world. She teaches herbalism every week and makes her own herbal remedies. Courses can be purchased on another website of hers, canineherbalism.com. Some of her recent work included helping a dog with cancer by giving it an herbal supportive protocol. That dog has been thriving for the past 4 years. She also helped another dog with a spinal condition and limited movement. Through herbs, she has helped the dog to be able to get around and even run again. Herbs have helped increase my client's longevity, she said. Additionally, she is currently working on her second herbalism course and writing the first of 3 books on canine herbalism, titled The Herbal Dog, which is due to be released in February 2025. My goal with this book is to give pet owners the tools, confidence, and knowledge to care for their dogs in a holistic, mindful way, she said. The book gives you a step-by-step guide to understanding your dog as an ecosystem and choosing the right herbs and care strategies. Health starts with balance. Whether it's diet, lifestyle, or herbal support, balance is the key, she said. My book helps you observe your dog and create a plan tailored just for them, she said. She said nature is powerful but gentle, and herbs have been used for centuries for healing because they work with the body, not against it. She said they can prevent health issues, reduce the need for strong medications, and help dogs live longer, healthier lives. It's also about connection, she said. Natural health care strengthens the bond between you and your dog. You're not just treating symptoms, but really understanding and supporting their well-being. Watching your dog thrive, knowing you've helped them naturally, is an incredibly special feeling, she said. I love my work, and even though I can't help everyone, just making a difference in one dog's life is enough.